السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. The answer to Ben Gavir is what he sees, not what he hears. Translated. The son of the Jewish woman, Ben Gavir, has reached a perilous height by publishing the video in which he stands before imprisoned Muslim women, believers from the Free Women of the Blessed Land. While their capture was enough to stir the blood in the veins of those with honor, in a time when honor was manifested in action, not just in the hearts, their mistreatment and the denial of their basic needs should be a boiling cauldron of blood, mobilizing entire armies for the sake of even a single hair on one of their heads. Ben Gavir's boasting about his heinous act should unleash a volcano of rage, toppling regimes, replacing regimes, and establishing new ones to serve justice against him and those behind him, until every free woman whose heart cries out, even if unspoken, Wa Islama, wa Khalifata, O Islam, O Caliph, is satisfied. As for the son of the kafir, disbelieving woman, publishing the video and boasting about his heinous act, the only answer is that the time for liberation and victory has arrived. This very hour, it must be hastened and not delayed. And it is said of him, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever hears this should not pray Asr, the afternoon prayer, except in Banu Qurayza. But the son of the kafir woman is feeling secure from the men's retaliation. His criminal entity has waded through the blood of the people of Palestine in Gaza and the West Bank, and he has seen no resistance from the men except for anger that cannot be translated into action and voices that cannot be moved. Then he stormed the Masra, site of Isra, of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his kufr, disbelief in it, and he did not find any men to resist him, nor did he find any movement from the ummah. So he became greedy. Then he became greedy again, because it appears that the ummah is of the same kind as its rulers, and that the armies are of the same kind as the regimes. So he felt safe from punishment, and he forgot the chance that will fill the world with jihad, which the people of Hashem say, we are coming, we are coming, and which the people of Egypt say, we want to wage jihad, and which the people of Jordan say, open the borders for us, and that the soldiers of Morocco, who are descendants of Yusuf ibn Tashfin, yearn for liberation, and soldiers in Turkey, who are descendants of Muhammad al-Fatih and Abdul Hamid, weep, and they are closer to moving than to sitting. The truth is that what emboldened the son of the kafir woman against us is not his assumption that the ummah would not move and that the soldiers do not yearn for liberation. He did not strike every weapon of the ummah in Hashem and elsewhere except because he knew the outcome and knew that the battle was coming. Rather, the sons of the kuffar thought that the regimes that allied with them and allied with the enemies of the ummah were capable of restraining the ummah and capable of extinguishing its burning desire. This was their assumption, but it will turn against them, Allah willing. They did not know that the lions were about to break free from their restraints, and that the ummah was about to seize its rulers by the throats, and that the khilafah, caliphate, on the method of the prophethood, was coming with the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the glad tidings of his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The commander of the army on that day will say, here I am, my sister, for you have been rescued. And the answer, O son of the kafir woman, is what you see, not what you hear. So he wipes away the tears of every free woman, apologizes to her, and exacts their most severe retribution for her. The battle is inevitably coming, and the blessed land will soon be cleansed of the filth of the Jews, as certain as the sun rises from its horizon, and the banner of Islam will be flying over the Al-Aqsa Mosque. We have no doubt about that. The ummah and its soldiers must hasten to bury the dead of the regimes and restore Islam as a rule, jihad, conquest, and liberation. On that day, the eyes of the free women will be glad, and that day is near, Allah willing. Then the wrongdoers will come to know what evil end they will meet. Surah Ash-Shu'ara, Ayah 227. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in the Blessed Land, Palestine. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.